Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lilisa Show. I am your coach live right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. And as they used to say back in the day, get up from there, get up from there. Oh, it's time to get up and get started. It is time to get on with your life. Well, this is Lilisa J. Williams, and I am so happy to be coming to you live this morning on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we got an exciting topic that we want to talk to you about this morning, that we want to share as your coach. You know, I just want to encourage you. I want to empower you. I want to impact your life so that you can go out and be dynamic, so that you can be a superstar, so that you can conquer everything that this life has put in front of you. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Oh, my God. We are super fantastic, and you are super successful. But it's going to take some things if you want to get there, and it's certainly going to take even more things to stay there. You know, that's the problem with a lot of people. They lose their fire after a while. After a while, the fire begins to burn down. I know personally, because I've been there myself in the beginning of a new thing. You're gung-ho, you're excited, you're woo-woo, you're willing to go. But what happens? A couple of weeks goes by, then a few months goes by, and before you know it, we get back in the same old rut. Well, I'm here to pull you out of that rut. Come on, get up from there. You have to get excited about your life each and every day. You know, we are just so blessed. I mean, we are so blessed to still be alive. You know, there are so many people that wish they could be in your shoes right now. You may think that things are not going the way you want them to go. You know, things might not be turning out the way you have planned them to at this stage in your life. But the truth of the matter is, you're still here, and life is waiting for you to make it happen. That's right, I said it. You have to make it happen for yourself. Now, we're talking today, the show this morning, the topic I want to use is love your life. You know what? Life is just way too short. You know, you got to love your life. You got to love each and every day of your life. You are the one who has control over how you feel. You may not be able to control things outside of you, things that may be happening around you. But guess what? You can control what is happening in your life. And I know a lot of people don't believe that. That's why scientific and psychological statistics say that 9 out of 10 people are not even happy with their life. People are walking around, believe it or not, they are walking around pretending that they are happy, but they're really not happy. Because what does it take to really love your life? What is it that you really, really need to really enjoy your life? Now, let's look at something. You know, people say, well, I'm happy with my life. Well, you can tell sometimes that people are not happy with their life because some people, they are so busy making other people miserable. That's right, I said it, making other people miserable. You are not happy with your life if you spend your life making other people miserable. So just stop right there. Stop telling yourself you're happy and you're mean and you're always cursing someone out or you're always telling someone off, giving them a piece of your mind. You're negative all the time. Somebody says something positive, you have something negative to say in response. Complaining constantly, day in and day out. Nothing is ever good enough for you. Nothing is ever right. You are not loving your life. And that is really sad and a shame, because it is possible to love your life. Regardless of, you know, see, some people think that it's based on what they have. It's based on possession of things, material things, and that's what they think is going to cause them to love their life. And unfortunately, so many people are very, very sadly disappointed when they get material things, and even the material things cannot make you happy. And I don't have to bring up any names and give you scenarios of people, because if you watch the news, if you read the newspapers, you know, if you're on the internet and you see the internet news, you already know names of people that have much stuff, much things, but they are not happy. As a matter of fact, they are the exact opposite. They're miserable, living in misery, though they have things. So we already know that things do not make us happy. Things do not make you love your life. So what does it take to love your life? And I said in my description for the show, I asked the question, got love for your life? Why not? Why don't you have love for your life? Well, we're going to tell you today some things that you can do that so that you can position yourself so that you can love this life that you're living. Guess what? It's the only one you got. You got to do something. It is time to make a move. It is time to make a change to a new way. Maybe you have to make that paradigm shift. Maybe you never, ever thought about doing some of the things that I'm going to tell you today. But today is the day. And now is the time. And this is your hour. When it comes to loving your life, what do you have to do? First of all, before you do anything else, you need to do a self-reflection. You have to learn how to do a self-assessment. Now, the way I do it, you get out a sheet of paper. You go purchase a journal. They're a couple of dollars. They're not expensive. You may have one laying around your home. A lot of people give you these as gifts, you know, those grab bag gifts you get from church or work or wherever else you may go. So you get a journal, you get a notebook or something, and you just take a self-assessment. You make a line down the page, and you list key areas of your life. You have family, we have our education, our career, our community life. What are we doing in our communities? You have your spiritual life. Do you pray? Do you meditate? What's going on there? Then you have your finances. And you have your health. Then you have any personal relationships that you have. It could be a spouse. It could be some other type of intimate relationship that you have with someone. These are like the major areas of your life. And you look at each one separately. Now, this may take you a minute, so you may not get this done in a day. It may take you a week. If you're a real busy person and you're involved with your children and you have a lot going on, it may take longer than a week. But this is absolutely one of the first steps you have to do, because in order to know where you're going, you need to look at where you are now. Because before you just start out on a journey, you take a map and you look at the map and you see where you're going. But before you know where you're going, you have to know where you're at. Where's your starting point? Even a GPS, a lot of people know about GPS and they're using those systems. But absolutely, it has to know your starting point before it can get you to your destination. And that's how our lives are. If you want to love your life, the destination is, I want to have a life that I enjoy. I want to have a life that is exciting. I want to have a life that's full of enthusiasm. You know, this is not a game here, people. This is not fake. People think when they see a very enthusiastic people that they're putting on a show. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be a show. It can be who you really are. It can be what you really are, because you're working it from the inside. Okay, so that's another thing. When it comes to loving your life, you got to work from the inside. You can't start with the outside, because the outside you have less control of. The inside you have total control of. Okay? You have control over what's going on inside of you to the tune of about 90%. And that's almost total. But outside, you only have control of about 10% of the things that are happening around you. So we teach people in my coaching business and my training company, I teach people how to control the inside, the things that you are able to control. Things like what? You have to control things like your mood, things like your personality, anger, forgiveness, love. These are things you can control. You can't control how people feel about you. You can't control, we all know we can't control what's in the economy. You can't control what's happening a lot of times in legislature, whether it's local level, state, or federal level, or internationally. You can't always control the laws that government is making toward us. A lot of times we can't control what big business is doing. We can't control what products and services they bring to us. We couldn't even control the families we were born into. We were born into these families. We can't control our parents. Parents can't control their children. But you can control yourself. You can control where you go. You can control what you do. And you certainly, to 100%, can control your own thoughts. Well, I just want to welcome you to the show today. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We're so glad to have you here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is a weekly show. It airs every Wednesday morning. You can go to our website, or you can go to our webpage, blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisa, and you can find out when the show will air, or you can follow me on Twitter, and it'll update you as to when the show is coming on, and that is twitter.com/LalisaJ. So the show today, we're talking about love your life, and I'm giving some tips on how you can get to a stage of loving your life, and I'm talking about each and every day. And I see I have a few people in the chat room, and I just want to absolutely welcome you to the show today. Guest 94 and I am M, welcome to the show. Hope you like what you're hearing so far. If you want to ask a question, you will have to dial into the show, and to dial into the show, you would simply want to call the number, and I will give you that number in a second. We would love to have you call into the show. If you have a question, I would love to answer that question for you. Or if you want to type your question into the page, you can type your question. But we are certainly glad to have you here today, and we're talking about how to get to loving your life. Now, I say that you got to do that whole self-assessment, the identification, and that's a part that a lot of people leave out. They wake up each and every day just expecting it to happen. Well, I'm here to tell you that it won't just happen. You have to be instrumental. Yes, I know. We all thought that it was fate and it was just going to fall out of the sky on us. But no, you have to be instrumental. You have a part to play in this loving your life. Again, you can't let your emotions be all over the place. You have to get emotional stability. You can't just fly off the handle when things don't go your way. A lot of people love and they pride themselves on saying the first thing that comes to their mind or telling people off again. You can't do that. You have to really make a plan. You have to plan to be happy. You have to plan to be joyful. It's not rocket science, and it's not magic. It just takes a desire. You have to have a desire to love this life you're with. It's the life you're in. It's the life you were given. It's the only one you have. So why would you not take the moments? And I'm glad that for whatever reason you've tuned into the show today. I'm glad you tuned in. You know, we need more people on the earth loving their life. Just imagine what better place this world would be. Again, nine statistics show that nine out of ten people are just not happy with their lives. Therefore, they're miserable. And what do miserable people do? They make other people miserable. I'll give you a prime example. Just yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I ran into a woman, and the first thing out of her mouth was, "Misery loves company." And she said what she was doing was miserable for her, and she felt that's why she had ran into us. Well, no, I wasn't miserable, but that's how people think. People, you know, again, we control our own thoughts. We have every right to, when a negative thought comes in our head, to kick it out. It, you know, we can't let it take up residence in our head. Well, you can really get to loving your life. I simply, absolutely love my life. And that hasn't always been. There was a time when I could not stand my life. My life was horrible. It was the pits. I tried to kill myself. I let other people try to kill me. I did crazy things that made my life worse every day, every single day. Because sometimes you can get on a treadmill of a bad cycle and you just go round and round and round. And sometimes you don't seem that you can get off. And it seems that everything you touch just goes sour or goes miserable or it fails. But you can turn it around and you can use today as the day that you're going to turn it around. I will be here to help you. If you want a personal coach, you can go to my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, and I will help you and I will coach you out of that slump. But you have to want it. I can't make you do anything. You have to first have the desire to live different, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you've been through, regardless of where you've been. That was yesterday. This is today. Today is a brand new day. And I'm glad I'm doing the show at 7 o'clock in the morning to get people started. If you're on the East Coast, maybe on the West Coast. So maybe it's even 4 o'clock in the morning there. The beautiful thing about it is this is the dawning of a new day. Regardless, even if you listen to this at 6 o'clock at night, in your mind where you have control, this can be a new day. I want to help you. I want other people to experience the joy of loving your life. You know, God didn't bring me to this point for nothing. He brought me here so that I could bring others. I want you happy. I want you loving your life. Like we said, remember those areas, the key areas, financially. Do you love your financial standing? If not, we're going to make a change. Do you love your family relationships? If not, let's make a change there. Let's do something about it. Do you love your career? If not, if you don't love the career you're in, if you don't love the industry you're in, change it. Find the industry that you would love to be in. If you're in entertainment, but you would rather be in education, make the switch. You know, most people stay stuck in things that do not bring them fulfillment and joy because they're worried about what other people will say and what other people will think. Well, I come here today to tell you, you need to get set free from worrying about what other people say and what other people think. I've learned in my life that people will always talk about us. They will always talk about you. They will always say what you shouldn't do and what you can't do. And I've found over the years that the reason why most people say that is because they can't do it, they won't do it, nor do they want to do it. And so for people like that, you really just have to, you know, love them from a distance. You kind of have to ignore them. If they're your close family member, you have to just do it in spite of them, because people will always try to tell you not to do what they can do. It's like that's an inherent kind of a, you know, trait that people have. So that's why you see a lot of children, once they grow up, they can't do a lot of things. Sometimes it's because things their parents couldn't do or wouldn't do. And for the children who break away from what their parents can't do or won't do, you know, sometimes the children get labeled a bad name because they're being rebellious, or sometimes it's straight rebellion, but sometimes they're trying to be themselves. They want to be something different. And they don't want to live in that bondage of, I got to do everything you want, because you don't want to do a lot of things. You know, people tell me all the time, oh, LaLisa, you're so busy. You're doing this, you're doing that. And I've even had people tell me that I'm doing too much. And that always, that's funny to me when people say that. I just crack up inside. Okay, I'm doing too much for who? Who am I doing too much for? You? Okay, so you're saying you wouldn't do all this. Oh, that's different. But to tell me I'm doing too much, well, I'm not doing too much for LaLisa, because LaLisa loves her life. I love my life. So when people tell you that, you know, you don't, you know, again, you don't give them a piece of your mind, all right, because you want to keep that piece. You might need it later. So you don't want to give them a piece of your mind, but just know that you don't have to live according to their hindrances. You don't have to live in their box. You know, people want to put you in a box, and you don't have to live in their box. You can live outside of the box, and you can really live an exciting and awesome life each and every day by simply doing a few things. Like I said, number one, this is a stage of identification. You want to identify the key areas of your life, and then you want, and I helped you with some of those. You may have already known those, so I just gave you a confirmation. You want to look at the key areas: health, education, wealth, prosperity. You want to look at your community area, your spiritual life, your family life, and your intimate relationships. You want to look at, and then just relationships in general. So you want to look at all these areas, and now you want to assess them. You want to see where you are, okay? You look at where you are. Where am I with my family members? Where am I with my career? Where am I with my education? For me, I was a high school dropout, and I was not satisfied with where I was. Where I was didn't bring me joy, so I decided to go back to school. And I found so much joy in going back to school. I started working on an associate degree at a community college. I found so much joy there. I'm working on a PhD today. Now, that was 20 years ago. But today, I'm still in school working toward a PhD, halfway there. And so you look at your education. Look at your intimate relationships. I was in bad relationship after another. One failed relationship after another, after another, after another, for over 30 years. I met my husband, and I married him. We got married. Now we're married 19 wonderful, awesome years. And we're going on 20. So wonderful. Thank you for your comments there. I have friends who suffer from a lack of self-esteem. That leads to medical assessment. Absolutely. They suggest that they are in a state of depression. They are prescribed drugs. Yeah. What would you say? You need to confront your fears. Absolutely. You got to confront your fears and issues. But, you know, some people are going to be depressed. We know there are lots of people who are depressed with their life. They're depressed in their lives. And the medication, believe it or not, will make people more depressed, because as most of us know, there are a lot of side effects to a lot of the medicines, and the doctors do tell you that in the fine print, or they'll come out with documentation, because they have to tell you about the side effects, but it's not as publicized as much as what the medicine will do for you to help you. But people absolutely have to first identify that there's a problem. Identify that they need help. So as you're coaching people, you know, I've written a couple of books, and I don't know if you're an author, if you've written down some things, but I've written a couple of books, one, God's Plan for My Success, And then there's a second one, release your power. And it talks about releasing that inner power that's within, and the way we release that power through assessments, through positive speaking, through changing our thoughts and the people we hang around. You know, sometimes depression can come just from the people we're with. You know, there are a lot of people that, again, they're depressed. They'll help make you depressed. And welcome to the show, Guest 100. Good morning, good morning. I know the show is over almost. We have a few minutes left. You can certainly go back and listen to the archives. But definitely, when you're coaching this person or the people that you're coaching in this situation, I would absolutely help people, you know, look at the things that they might be fearing and try to find out where they want to go in life. You know, a lot of times as coaches, you know, we don't focus on the past, okay? The past is what it is. You've been there, you've done that, and we're moving on. So let's focus on where we're going and how to get there. You know, that's been my approach to coaching, and I've learned that through the coaching classes and courses that I've taken, is that you're coaching forward. We're not coaching backward. I guess a psychologist would probably, you know, psychiatrist would lay you on the couch and begin to ask you things. What happened as you were growing up? You know, who hurt you? These things, okay? Everybody has things that happened to them as they were growing up. Not everybody had the same things to happen, but most of us had something happen. So we coach forward. So we're sitting there and we got the person and we're saying to them, let's identify where you want to go. What do you want to be? Who do you see yourself being? And I tell people, okay, pretend that money is not an object, that race or anything, there's no hindrance to what you could have or be. Now tell me, what do you want to be? What do you want to have in life? Now that I know what you want. So you have to have a goal. The person needs to have a goal. If they say, I want to be depression-free, if that's their goal, well, now you look at, okay, this is where you are. In order to be depression-free, you have to find something that you're passionate about, and you have to go for it. That's the quickest way I know to get people out of depression. Find something that you're passionate about. Now, that might take some assessments. You know, there are different assessment tools out there that you can get. And well, with these tools, then you can find out what a person is passionate about. They may be passionate about children. Maybe they need to be starting some kind of youth program, or maybe they need to work in a youth program to see if that passion is stable. Sometimes we have passions that don't last long. I remember I had a passion one time, and it lasted for 4 years. I was very passionate, though, for those 4 years, and then we're able to move on. But definitely looking at where you want to go with your education, with your family, with your finances. Where do you want to be with your finances in the next 5 years, 10 years, or even in the next year? You can do a short-term plan with the person. Okay, you tend to agree with that. Absolutely, looking at the plan. But I talk about that in my book, Release Your Power, helping people to develop that plan, looking at that gap. What's standing, you know, in between me getting to where I want to be, or if I want to purchase a home, what's standing in, and I'm living, let's say I'm living in an apartment, but I want a house. You know, maybe I need to let go of some things. Maybe I need to move on from something that's, you know, dead beat, dead end. But in some of my other sessions, I've talked about moving on from a dead end job and things of that nature. But we'll be back next week. We'll have some more to say about love your life. I say you can absolutely do it. You deserve it. You have to make it happen. You have to identify. You got to look at the future. You got to get over people that tell you what you can't do and what you won't do. You got to go out there and do it. Sometimes that's an indication of what you should do, the very thing that people are saying that you can't do. Write a book, make a movie, or just do nothing if that's what you desire. If you just want to rest and relax, you can do that too. Well, this has been the Coach Lalisa Show. I'm Lalisa J. Williams. I'm so glad that you've tuned in. Please make a comment on our page. Let us know what you thought. Even if it's one word, we'll appreciate anything that you put there. And we thank you. You can leave a comment. You can leave a concern or what have you. And you have a blessed and wonderful and powerful day, knowing that this is your life. It's the only life you got. Make the best of it. And go out there and just try to help somebody. Give them a smile. Give them that encouraging word. And you'll be surprised. Time over time again, you will see their life change. Well, never let your disaster be your destiny. Have a wonderful day.